Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I'm your host, society's mutant/metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming at you with not an interview, not a talk show, well, sort of a talk show sort of thing here. I'm by myself today. I'm running things solo, Han, you might say, because I wanted to do a little quick review on Shazam. In the Comic Chronicle Podcast, we go behind the scenes in comics. I think it was something, and being a big DC fan myself, I think it was something that we needed, and Marvel, don't worry, and Indie, but I think this is something we needed to talk about, because Shazam, now in theaters, Warner Brothers and DC Comics, holy shit balls, folks, this movie, I myself am a Shazam fan. I've been a Shazam fan for years. I think almost since New 52, New 52 got me into Shazam with how he was in there, and in the current run of books currently going on, they pick up a little comic book store. They are incredibly well done. Like, Shazam is a fun character that appeals to the inner child. And as a big, huge comic book fan, the inner child's pretty strong in here. So, definitely, folks, I want to dive in here to the Shazam movie and talk about a little bit about it here. And I do want to say, first off, one, I incredibly loved it. And two, if you have not seen it yet, go see it. It's in theaters right now as of this recording. Just came out. I saw it opening weekend. And Warner Brothers, if you're listening, I could definitely do earlier stuff. But also, three, spoilers in this quick little review here. This isn't going to be a long episode compared to the usuals out now, but this is also a very special pop-up episode. This is a bonus episode this week for the Comic Chronicle Podcast. Because Shazam was so amazing, we cannot not talk about it. So first off, I want to say, diving right in, and as I said, spoilers. This was a fun adventure, I think. Shazam has always been a fun, lighthearted character, one that your inner child can bond with, as I mentioned. And it's what we really feel in this film. In this film, we really get that. We really get the, he is a kid in an adult body. And we also get it of, not the 19-something show, we get the, this is a modern-day fucking kid. He's an asshole, you know? He's resilient, he's smart, he's cunning, he's a smart-ass. You know, it's really cool kid. You know, if I had a kid, I'd be like, yes. And it's fun, but I gotta say, though, like, right off the bat, we don't even start with Shazam. We start with the fucking villain. Like, we don't go into, like, it was Billy Batson, and there's, like, flashbacks. We're like, here is a flashback to Dr. Savannah. Dr. Savannah, by the way, holy shit, was a badass. And he's, like, scrawny fucker, dude. Like, he's a scientist. And he's like, in the DC Comics lore, he's not really that much of a badass. He manipulates people. He's a scientist and creates things and monsters and shit. But Savannah's not really been like that. I don't believe so, if I recall off the DC Comics lore with him. He's not really the one that's above in there. And right now, he's in DC Comics lore. You know, we got... it's just so wonderful. And so, now, he was a badass and glowing blue eye. It just... He made the fun adventure dark. And I want to say, though, this was a fun... Everyone's like, oh, it's going to be kiddie. You know, there's some points it was because it's a fucking kid. Spoiler alert. Shazam's a fucking kid. What do you want? You know, he's like a middle school or a high school, I believe. High. And so, like, because they call it Fawcett High. I'm like, yes. And they said Philadelphia, but I don't think they ever said Fawcett City. I don't believe so. And so this was a fun adventure, but it also is DC Comics' is like magic a little bit. And Dr. Savannah, he's a Shazam villain. He's done magic before, but he's a little bit of metahuman shit. But he was full on, this is a magic movie. Like, this is something I've always wanted to see in DC Comics universe right now, is the magic side of things. We got a little bit of it with Enchantress. We're not going to go down that route. But then, like, Shazam is, like, the magic thing with it. Because everyone's like, what the fuck? Like, because even Freddie Freeman, who was the star of the show, is like, oh, superpowers, oh, super this, super that. It's like, oh, vigilantes, superpowers, it's all the world's used to. And then Shazam comes around, and they're like, what the fuck are you? Like, what is this? Like, you, and so he really adds a new taste and flavor to things in there. Of like, this isn't just a person with super, he's got powers, but it's magic. You know, and it's really kind of a badass thing here. And you know, I want to say, too, is that the storyline from this, that Dr. Savannah, the Shazam family, the adopted kids, really was a wonderful thing. Straight from the books. Like, I could picture reading this comic. Like, a Shazam comic. I could really fucking see this happening. Oh, and everything that they did here. Even with Savannah, And like I said, spoiler alerts, with the boardroom scene, that was terrifying. I was like, I was kind of smiling. I went with my special lady friend, and we went together, and we were cuddling, and we're just like, yeah, this is a good movie. And Savannah's just like, you all would die. And it's like, holy shit. It was a badass. Like, he was just like, okay, here's the seven deadly sins. Boom. And like, here, feast. And like, if you literally see this person's head get ripped off and eaten. It's like, what the fuck? And like, everyone's screaming like, ah! And you just see the silhouettes. It's like, what a movie am I watching? Like, what is this? But, so he really brought it in there. And I like, too, how Shazam is not one to be like, I am silent in the night. And the little Kevin Conroy thing in the hat in there, too, is amazing. And, no, he's not like that. He's not. He's, like, up front with people, saying hi. He had a Superman moment that made me cry of, like, giving the tiger to this adopted, to this kid, dad's, this is father's kid. Like, this kid is, like, she's clutching her dad and stuff like that, and he gives her the tiger, I believe it's her, the tiger, and it's like, oh my god. And they didn't do, I was expecting some things to happen, and it didn't happen. I was blown away by it. I'm like, he's gonna lose Shazam's powers. I'm like, you are not worthy! And something like that. And he didn't lose them. And I'm like, yes! That's a trope you didn't do. Fucking thank you. Thank you. You know, and they're like, oh, well, he left for like 3-4 minutes in the film. And he's like, oh, he's going to find his mom. And he did. And it wasn't like, I'm sorry, I got to leave you. And I got to leave this good lifestyle because I'm a hero. It's like, no, his mom was a piece of shit. He was like, yeah, I'm just going to leave my kid here. Yeah, no, oh, it's not a good time. It's just like at that moment, they're like, no, it's like, get you. His mom was a shit. And it's like, oh my God, no. And so that really was a good part of the storyline. You know, we really saw Billy Batson develop. We really saw Shazam develop. Of, he's out there on YouTube. Like, they're recording the videos and putting them on YouTube. And it's like, look at this fucking hero. And I got to say, I am surprised that nobody in the Justice League showed up sooner. Maybe they're having a meeting discussing, like, Arthur's like, this just about happened. And they're like, holy shit. Maybe, like, they're, like, trying to discuss the Atlantean things going on right now. I guess maybe they're trying to deal with, like, cleanup of that shit. Makes sense. But we saw the tie-ins to the universe in the sense of, like, the Justice League is running the fuck around. Like, there was tie-ins to Man of Steel. There was tie-ins to Batman v Superman. The Gotham. The Batman himself. There's literally fucking seen them, like, throw a goddamn Batarang. So I was like, what the fuck is this? And it's like, okay, fair enough. And they really played it of, like, some of the stuff stupid in there, and Shazam's, like, it's kind of really tropey, but they've made fun of it when it was, and they knew what they were doing. They're like, okay, this is Shazam, some things aren't gonna make any sense, some things are like, what the fuck? And so they know that, and they played it very, very well. And it played the universe well, like, there's Wonder Woman toys, like, in a world, say if we live in the world of the Justice League popped up, and it's like inspiration to people, hope-filled, saving us from villains, and they're like, supervillain! Like, supervillains are running the fuck around, you know? It's, that would really be, like, I want to live in their fucking world, because, like, hey, you get all the collectible shit that's never going to go off the market, because everyone's like, yeah, let's make some toys, like, if we make merchandise for these people, fuck yes. Like, okay, fair enough. And so, which makes me just want another Justice League movie so much. Because Shazam, in the end, we'll get to that in a second. So it really knew what it was, and it really tied into the universe, which I was hoping. I was really impressed that they did that. I'm wholeheartedly impressed. And it was very well done how they did it. It did the one negative. I give it a 9 out of 10. If sometimes, I don't know, it's a 9 or 10 out of 10. Because it was a fun comic book movie. So when we don't get that often in the world that we live in where they're not really that fun. They're like, everybody's dead. Or the world's about to fucking, like, it's been rough. But when Superman's dead, oh, he's back again. It's like, yes, hope, bitch. And it's like, cool, that's real. I want the Time magazine, by the way, of them, like, Act of War. And it's like the world engine and shit like that, Metropolis. That's fucking cool. So many things I want in this movie. And so many merch, so many things. And so that really tied in perfectly to it. And this is a little bit longer review, but I definitely want to, like, talk about it and say this is something to really go for. And one thing, two things I want to end on is, one, the Shazam family. Like, I knew because of the pops, but then as it got towards the end, I'm like, what the fuck? And they actually did it. They really, really did it. And if you're listening to this and you have not seen the movie yet, like, what the fuck? I get it. You're just like, okay, well, what's the movie about? And this is a spoiler review. And so, tying, like, with the Shazam family, I, like, clenched, that's very special, someone, and I'm like, fuck, yeah, and she's like, what the fuck, I'm like, this is the Shazam family, yes, like, we just recently put out a video on the Comic Chronicle, for the Comic Chronicle podcast, like, in-depth look in comics, on the FanCorp YouTube page, about the Shazam family, and who they are, and whatnot, too, so, at release, I saw the Shazam movie, and it's like, oh, Shazam family, I'm like, yes, but, a little plug there, but as well of, it was really fucking amazing to me of that Shazam family was done and they looked the part and they played it very fucking cool and they weren't hiding, and I love it when the heroes don't hide. Like, they're out there. People know about them. They're cheering for them. Like, they're the magic supermen and women. And, like, Mary Marvel, I love Mary Marvel. I don't know why. She's really fucking cool and a badass. Like, Mary's a badass! And Shazam's a badass. And, like, hey, Mary. And it's like, Mary's a little bit older. But that's fucking cool. She's in, like, high school. She's, like, a senior about to go to college and shit like that. You know, the scene between Shazam and Mary was really fucking cool. And him trying to keep a secret identity but still being a YouTube star of, like, people with powers. And really, really, really cool. And so apparently there's people with powers all over the place because they're writing papers. Like, there's college studies of people with powers out there. Because Freddie was talking about it. Him and Shazam and their training thing of, like, them figuring out their powers was a highlight of the fucking movie. Really was. Like, oh my god, Mark Strano as Savannah, by the way. Excellent fucking choice. Mark Strano's the badass motherfucker around. And Shazam himself, holy shit. Zachary Levi, like, oh my god. And the kids, all of them, fucking amazing. They really are. And so, casting on point, but I want to end off on, Shazam basically joined the fucking Justice League. So when we have this Justice League movie, which there better be a goddamn fucking Justice League movie in the works here, then it's going to be badass because we're really looking forward to it right now. I'm really, really looking forward to that because Superman pop up at the end. Like, what the fuck? Like, Superman popped up? I was like, yes! I was like, holy shit! Because I heard a rumor, and then he popped up, and that was like the tie-in to be like, Shazam's on the league, motherfuckers. And you didn't see his face, which I think was important. But I think it was they filmed it, and they just didn't know with Henry Cavill at the time. So maybe, but it was the regular suit at the end of from the Justice League movie. So, I don't know. But it was still badass. And it was like going in the lunchroom and shit. And all the kids were like, what the fuck? It was the best. It's like a friend of mine. It's like, yes. I did want to see more of Shazam and Superman dynamic because those two really play off each other very, very fucking well. And they're two characters right now. The news came out of that. The Rock, Black Adam. Rock wanted Shazam to come out first and the Black Adam movie to come out second. And then a Shazam sequel where they verse each other because Black Adam is his villain, his main villain, and it's like basically evil Shazam. And but because he wanted to flesh out the storyline and the characters and one, he wanted to really, really show the characters of Shazam and Black Adam. And so just really, 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 really enjoy this movie. And if you guys are listening to this shit, I said in the beginning spoilers and everything else, but if you're listening to this, like, thank you guys. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Comic Chronicle podcast. I've been your host, Dakota Morgan, and I just got to leave off on Shazam's wonderful fucking installment to the DC Universe with Aquaman, with Shazam. I can't wait for Wonder Woman 84. I can't wait for whatever the fuck comes after. Aquaman 2, obviously. Shazam 2, because the sequel's in the works already. Because the kids are young, so we got a Stranger Things this bitch. So, really, I got to say, is Shazam, Warner Brothers, DC Comics, you guys, all, everyone involved, cast, crew, made this fucking, it looked really cool, the effects too, like, this movie was great, it was really great, like, I cannot stress it enough of how great this movie was. I'm a big supporter of the Warner Brothers movies. I like Batman v Superman, I love Man of Steel, you know, I liked Justice League, I loved Justice League, I hate relationships sometimes. There's a couple of the tiny things. But that's not the point. It's just Shazam. There me, folks. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, you can catch the Comic Chronicle podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, comiccronicle.podbean.com. And as well, you can check us out on social media at RealFanCorp on Twitter and Instagram, and then FanCorp Network on Facebook and YouTube, where we have fun behind the scenes, more behind the scenes than the comics and whatnot, with information and videos on there for you guys. And make sure you guys stay tuned for more interviews coming up, because we have some fun fucking interviews and talk show segments and everything like that abound. Stay tuned, folks. It's going to be a really good fucking time. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in, and make sure you go see Shazam if you have not in theaters. Now, folks, now. And if you want to follow me on social media, you can follow me at Dakota_Morgan97 on Instagram, and that's at Dakota_Morgan97 on Instagram, and at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. You can follow me, guys, on there if you want to. My film escapades, plays, movies, all this jazz on here, and more. Stay tuned. Just all this fun jazz. More behind the scenes, folks. Get more in depth with us, because we love you. We're a podcast made by the people for the people. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to this nonsense. And stay classy, Fawcett City.